Beacon Press Audio presents The Court v. the Voters, The Troubling Story of How the Supreme Court Has Undermined Voting Rights by Joshua A. Douglas. This audiobook is narrated by Chris Batens, published by Beacon Press Audio, 2024. Introduction. I couldn't believe my eyes. Was this really the America I knew? Was this truly the country celebrated around the world for its freedom? Was this the democracy I had pledged my life's work to study, with the hope of protecting and expanding the constitutional right to vote, the most fundamental right in our society, for everyone? My phone was ablaze with calls and text messages. "What is happening?" a friend wrote. "This isn't America," another said. Journalists were calling to ask me to explain what was going on. I had no answers. I checked in with loved ones who lived in the nation's capital, making sure they were okay. I wanted to stop watching. But just like with a horrible car accident on the side of the road, no one could avert their eyes. I couldn't eat. I couldn't sleep. Certain dates have a special significance to our collective conscious. December 7, 1941 will always be a day that lives in infamy because of the attack on Pearl Harbor. My parents can tell you about the exact moment they learned JFK had been assassinated on November 22, 1963. I remember September 11, 2001. I was in college in D.C. and could see the smoke from the plane that flew into the Pentagon, like it was yesterday. January 6, 2021 will be etched in my mind forever. I will never forget the unprecedented abhorrent violence that unfolded at the U.S. Capitol that day. As Donald Trump's supporters stormed the Capitol to disrupt Congress as it tallied the Electoral College votes from the 2020 presidential election, which Joe Biden had decisively and fairly won. I'm an election law scholar, so, quite geekily, I had that date marked on my calendar for months, knowing that it would be a key moment for formally electing the president. The process on January 6th is normally boring and sleepy as members of Congress go through the ritual of declaring the winner of the presidential election. But instead of a routine matter, we all watched in shock as an insurrection exploded at the U.S. Capitol. I had expected some verbal fireworks on the floor of the House of Representatives that year given the volatile politics of the time, but I couldn't believe that armed insurrectionists had breached the Capitol itself. I gasped in horror at the ways they were defacing the halls of Congress and desecrating its grounds. I remember telling my kids to stop watching the TV because of the violent images. January 6th revealed the fragility of our democratic institutions in a way that sickened so many of us. The presidency had fallen into the hands of an egotistical individual concerned only with himself and his unrelenting desire to stay in power. Donald Trump never promoted democracy. Much of Congress, too, had fallen under his grip. 147 Republicans voted to overturn election results in key states in an effort to subvert the will of the people, even after the violence had subsided and order was restored. While anti-democracy, power-hungry politicians had infiltrated the presidency and Congress, the third branch of government, the courts, served as a bulwark to these forces in the aftermath of the 2020 election. The Supreme Court rejected several frivolous lawsuits that sought to call the legitimacy of the election into question. In that sense, the court stood for democracy. It refused to intervene to throw the election to the losing candidate. The court very well could have offered a forum for Trump and his followers, but that would have been an obvious power grab that would have led to even further calamities. But the Supreme Court is not blameless for what happened that day. The court's rulings over the past 50 years have actively undermined voting rights, showing that judicial decisions can impact election outcomes. Trump and his supporters latched on to the wild idea that certain state legislatures could overturn the election results by awarding him their Electoral College votes, or that courts would do his bidding. Too many people thought it was possible for state legislatures to simply overturn the vote totals based on the notion that state legislatures have unfettered power in this area and that the constitutional right to vote is secondary. Many of the Supreme Court's decisions over the past five decades have promulgated this crabbed view of voters' rights. To understand the current crisis in American democracy, we need to focus on the Supreme Court, Its decisions laid the foundation for Donald Trump and his supporters in Congress to call the 2020 presidential election into question, despite a total lack of evidence that the outcome was in doubt. Perhaps even more concerning, the court has also given the green light to state legislatures to enact rules that severely restrict the right to vote by deferring to state election laws, even when those rules harm certain voters. Can we trust the Supreme Court to protect democracy? The Supreme Court of the United States is anti-democracy and anti-voter, and has been for far longer than you might think. That's a bold claim, at least when considering prior public opinion surveys about the court. An ABC survey from January 2021, soon after the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, asked respondents whether they thought the Supreme Court would protect democracy in the United States. Almost 60% of respondents said they trusted the court to protect American democracy, 15% said they trusted the court a great deal, and 44% said a good amount. The court ranked higher on this question than Donald Trump, Joe Biden, Mike Pence, Republicans or Democrats in Congress, Nancy Pelosi, Ted Cruz, Mitt Romney, and Mitch McConnell. Another poll, this one from October 2022 by the New York Times and Siena College, found that of those who believed American democracy was under threat, 36% said the Supreme Court was not a threat to democracy, and only 27% said it was a major threat to democracy. That said, overall trust in the Supreme Court decreased significantly in 2022 after the court overturned Roe v. Wade. A close analysis of the Supreme Court's rulings reveals that, in a project that has spanned decades, the court has contributed to the rise of anti-democracy forces animating our elections. Its decisions unduly defer to state legislatures to craft election rules that help politicians stay in power while failing to protect voters. The Declaration of Independence says that a government's legitimacy derives from the consent of the governed. Yet the court's decisions have allowed entrenched politicians to suppress the votes of people who might vote against them. This is not just a problem from Bush v. Gore, which essentially ended the 2000 presidential election dispute and led to George W. Bush winning Florida, and therefore the presidency, even though he had not received the most votes nationwide. It also doesn't stem only from Citizens United, the 2010 case about corporations and unions spending big money in campaigns. To be sure, these cases have been terrible for voting rights. But they were terrible in part because of the cases that preceded them, when the court's rulings laid the groundwork for many of today's electoral dilemmas. A robust analysis of the continuing validity of American democracy requires a full reckoning with the Supreme Court's nefarious role in undermining it. Voting wrongs instead of voting rights. As a nation, we have a sorry history when it comes to the right to vote. In many states at the founding, only white male property owners could cast a ballot. As historian Alexander Kaiser noted, by 1790, according to most estimates, roughly 60 to 70% of adult white men, and very few others, could vote. Slowly, the franchise has expanded, most notably due to the 19th Amendment, which gave women the right to vote, and the Voting Rights Act of 1965, a watershed law that broke down barriers to racial minority participation and representation. The Supreme Court issued rulings on several cases in the 1960s that robustly protected individual voters. We were, at least in theory, steadily marching toward the ideal of greater inclusion that epitomizes a more perfect union. Unfortunately, in many states, the legal rules on voting have backtracked since then. Instead of serving as a fail-safe protector of voters, the court has approved the denial of voting rights to individuals convicted of felonies, endorsed strict voter ID laws, sanctioned gerrymandering, and dismantled the Voting Rights Act, one of the most important civil rights laws ever enacted. The court hasn't advertised its move toward deference to states, with its accompanying harm to voters. It rules in incremental ways, chipping away a little here, a little there, until what's left is a legal doctrine that gives entrenched politicians wide leeway to enact self-serving rules that help them remain in power. Numerous cases from the past 5 decades have fundamentally changed the way we run our elections, and, as a result, our entire society. The Supreme Court's rulings have
Sample complete. Ready to continue?